When Aaron Burmeister arrived in Caltech, he said he was surprised to be there first, but he was looking forward to the more competitive part of the race.
There's some big names and big competition coming up right behind me on my heels, and I haven't been racing them to this point, but from here on, we're going to see whose schedule shakes out and see where it ends up.
Once teams leave Caltech and the Yukon River behind, they head through the Unalakleet River Valley and out to the Bering Sea coast. Jeff King says this is the point in the race most teams have been building up to.
Up to here, it's to a large extent preparation of your team for getting here. And then how are they when they get here?
Dallas Seavey also believes the real racing is yet to come.
It definitely starts to come to a head now. We're all frostbitten and tired and beat up. And now is when you really can see the end goal. The end is in sight. And we gotta just dig in and power through for the last couple days here.
Teams are still struggling with frigid weather. In Caltech, they face temperatures of 30 below and colder overnight, but the weather's supposed to warm. With it may come strong winds and heavy blowing snow. The National Weather Service is calling for 2 inches of accumulation and winds up to 30 miles per hour. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Caltech.